Portfolio Committee on Communication. Please just introduce yourself, tell us who you are, and the reasons why you think we must appoint you as a board member of SABC. That will be done, that you'll do in 3 minutes.
3 minutes, okay. Good evening. My name is Michael Bauer. I'm 39 years old. I live in Cape Town. I'm married, married with 2 children. My day job is I'm the managing director of a property company. Why you should appoint me, or why should you consider me? Well, I'm very good at what I do. I'm also a taxpayer, which you will understand. There's obviously certain reasons why I think I can contribute here. What else could I say?
That's fine.
Some setup.
Just tell us a bit on your work experience. Where?
Yeah.
Yes. Who are you? Where did you work and all of that?
Sorry. As I said, I have 14 years experience, executive experience as a managing director of a national property company. I also serve on 6 boards as non-executive director. That's mainly on non-profit organizations. So the longest serving position I have there is for about 10 years already, and the others are between 5 and 4 years.
Thank you very much, Honorable Davis. Questions?
Thank you, Chair. I think I'm going to need some guidance from the Secretariat on this question. I don't think it's a question necessarily to Mr. Bauer, but thank you very much for being here. On your CV, it says that you are a non-South African citizen and that you are a permanent resident.
That is correct.
Chairperson, according to the Broadcasting Act, it says that any person will not qualify to be appointed to the board if such a person is not a citizen of and not permanently resident in the Republic. So my reading of the Act says that you need to be a citizen who lives here permanently. So I'm not sure if the vetting process was undertaken thoroughly in this case, because Mr. Bauer does not seem to be a citizen of South Africa.
Can you respond to that?
Yeah, I can. That was disclosed on my CV, where it quite clearly said I'm a German citizen. I have permanent residency and I quoted my ID number on it.
Under disqualification, a person... I've heard that before. Under disqualification, a person will not qualify to be appointed to the board if such a person is not a citizen of and not permanently resident in the Republic. That's A of 16. If the person is not a citizen of and not permanently resident in the Republic. Interpret this clause. Are you a citizen?
No, I'm not. I'm permanent resident.
There you are, members. Do you want to proceed, Honorable Davis? Because you asked a question.
Chair, I just think we need some guidance from the Secretariat as to what to do in this case, because obviously the process has been conducted all, and the vetting has been done by the Secretariat. So I think we should get their advice on whether or not to proceed.
You wanted to say something, Honorable Panda?
See, because Mr. Bauer is here, can we just interview him and then let the Secretariat seek legal opinion if they must, but Mr. Bauer is here, and I think let's interview him.
Okay. Honorable Tsedi.
Honorable Chair, I think we have invited Mr. Bauer to the interviews. I think I concur with the view which says let's proceed with the interviews, because already here I'm trying to interpret in the light of what the CV says, South African permanent residence with the ID. So obviously we will need legal opinion on this particular matter, but that does not stop us from proceeding with the interviews as the candidate is here. We have invited him already.
Honorable Tolasha.
Chair, my difficulty is the definition of who must be interviewed. I understand the availability and everything else, but you start to identify correctly who should be interviewed. Let's resolve that matter and don't bring in the matter of him being here, because he might be here, but if he's not the right person, he must not be interviewed, because we'll be creating an expectation. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, that's why we must discuss this matter. Honorable Ndlozi.
Chairperson, there's no matter to discuss. The law is clear. He's a permanent resident, and therefore, he's here. We can't, there's no legal opinion needed on that. There's no other thing. He is a permanent resident. Then we proceed, do our thing. We'll decide on our own after he has left, on the basis of the, but we can't say, let's stop here and get an opinion on the definition of a permanent resident, a legal opinion. It's wrong. He's a permanent resident, he meets the requirement in that relation, let's check everything else. But on those basis alone, I would say let's proceed and stop this thing of saying legal opinion or what. I'm persuading members. The candidate is a permanent resident. Let's proceed.
Honorable Kungubela.
Whatever the committee decides, I will respect. But I want to put this point. On legalities, once there's an inquiry mind, that inquiry need to be dealt with. Because I align myself with Sistine that there's a difference. There are two things here. He is interviewable tomorrow once the matter is clarified. Once the matter is clarified, he is interviewable. In other words, you are able to hit, Chair, you are able to hit here two birds with one stone, just by being cautious. Being cautious means you don't interview him to create expectation you might find you are not going to meet. But if it is clarified tomorrow, then you interview him, then he's got the opportunity. But if you interview him today, you would have actually created solid ground for those expectations.
You are part of this committee, of this panel, so you are putting across your views. Honorable Kalago? So there is a matter to discuss.
Chair, there is a matter to discuss. Honorable Ndlozi is wrong to say there is no matter. No, Chair, I was saying because the act there does not, it says you must be, can you read again? It's important. Citizen of
appointed to the board if such a person is not a citizen of and not permanently resident in the Republic. Image, Honorable Kalago.
Yeah, Chair, that's where I'm saying that's where we need assistance. because he is not a citizen, he is a permanent resident. So it needs, because I don't want us, you know, in South Africa we take things easy, especially this parliament. We'll create a precedent where somebody thinks, yeah, I can go in South Africa, and as long as I have a permanent residence, I qualify for everything which South Africans enjoy. I think that is written on purpose. It's written in that manner on purpose. So let's seek a legal mind to actually legal opinion.
Sure.
Thank you. I think the reason why this needs legal clarification, citizenship is primary there. And it doesn't say citizen or resident. It must be a citizen and it must be a citizen. It doesn't say or. If it was saying citizen or resident, it says citizen. So all I'm saying, that the very way it is articulated dictates that let's be legally advised.
Okay, we hear you. Can that is why I didn't allow you to go out, Mr. Pau. Because we must be clear on what we are doing. We can't go to this exercise without clarifying our minds. And we can't do it here and now. Indeed, we need a legal advice on the matter. In fact, we should have done that before today. So that as he comes here, we are clear on what we must do. Now, the question is, if are you able, before we do anything, are we able to get to you? Because we are in Cape Town. Tomorrow we are continuing with interviews. Are we able to have you tomorrow? Or are we able to... Because I don't think we should finish the interviews if legal advice says, no, he has a right. We must squeeze him tomorrow. But if not, we'll then communicate with him. Are you ready to
I'm
wait?
I'm okay with that.
Are you happy with that? Thank you very much. You can be excused. Sorry about this. You'll definitely get a call tomorrow. Thanks.
Chairperson.
Yeah, we can now.
Honorable.
No. There is a actually, I wanted to section of the act here that talks about disqualifications. I don't know if that's what you were reading.
Reading the correct one? It's
5 subsection A.
Section?
A person may not be appointed as a member if he or she is not a South African citizen and ordinarily resident in the Republic. So even if you are a citizen, but you don't reside here, you can't be in the board. So
are we reading the same act? Are we reading Broadcasting Act?
No. So according to my reading, can I just clarify?
Okay.
I'm not comfortable in us calling a person, you know, and then start dilly-dallying about the qualifications. We could have done the interview, and then always, all the time, we do the checks after. It's not proper. Everybody knows. After we debate amongst ourselves, because these people of parliament does what is called a screening process. So I think we could have done it that way. That is why I was disagreeing.
Okay.
But ordinarily, the reality is the guy is not going to be able to come back. Because if he's not a citizen, he cannot be in the SABC board. This act actually, in as far as this provision is concerned, it says you must not just be a citizen, you must even be resident here. So you can't be a citizen and being in Australia, you hear the SABC board interviews, and then you come and you want to sit in the SABC board. That is as far as I'm concerned about this clause. But I want to say there was a different way of dealing with it, because anyway, we screen our candidates. That's my point.
All right. Honorable Dennis.
Thank you, Chair. I think it was very unfortunate. I just want to check, I think we agreed in the shortlisting process that that the Secretariat would screen all of the candidates before we interviewed them. So we didn't want to screen all 363 on the long list, because that would have taken too long, but I think we agreed that once we whittled it down to 36, they would all be screened before they got here. And it's not just for citizenship, it's obviously for their qualifications, and I remember they mentioned the MIE, the company that we contract out to, also screened for their previous convictions and whether or not they're unrehabilitated insolvents and that kind of thing. So can I just check, have we done the requisite screening for this process?
The problem, it may be the results not coming quite in time, but we agree that we proceed with the process whilst screening and qualification check is running. So we spoke of a 2 weeks concurrent this thing. So that process is continuing, but maybe we should have prioritized people like this one. But that process is continuing, and we agreed when we presented, that when we received the presentation, we agreed it will run concurrently for a period of 2 weeks, which is last week and this week. That's what we agreed upon. Yes, sir.
Honorable Chair, I think let's agree on the route that we are about to conclude on. But I want to caution the committee, because I don't want a situation where.
Because can we listen to one person on the floor?
I want to caution the committee, because I don't want the person who will provide us with a legal opinion which has not been thoroughly researched, because there is no time tomorrow for us to end up interviewing or not interviewing. So all I'm saying is that we might end up in a situation.
Chair, let's cross the bridge when we get there. We can't determine whether the legal opinion will come and say once we have not embarked into that process. We are creating more problems for ourselves and
ourselves.
I'm talking because I think honorable thing is out of order.
I'm not saying we must not proceed.
Can you switch off? Okay. Members, we deliberated on this matter. It was clear that the majority of members here say, let's hear the legal advice on this matter. That's what I observed when chairing here. And on those bases, I ruled. But it's very clear that you can't, before you get an advice and determine that exactly what we are saying, 100%. Because we don't know what the legal advice by 9 o'clock tomorrow, what will it be? And please, let's not pursue this matter beyond this point. Because it's going to create more problems. Now, we agreed that we can't meet 8 o'clock tomorrow. We can't. We agreed that we'll meet 30 minutes after the session, and it's even earlier than we anticipated. We can do it now. We can quickly do it because, it's not even 9 o'clock, so that by 9 o'clock we're out of this place. Tomorrow, everyone has time. Members have time.